Intro, Lil D.
Once again, and
save that money.
Speaking of Lil D, I just showed you the new music video called Earth by Lil D. What'd you think? What were your thoughts?
Great message. He definitely used his platform to get across the we love the earth, don't mess it up kind of thing, and it's the only one we got. I thought it was a little too try hard, personally.
A lot of big names in it.
Yeah, a lot of big names. It's kind of like that Sylvester Stallone movie, The Expendables, where they get all these big name actors into one movie, and then like the movie's average, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Well, I get it. It was technically for Earth Day, and it passes that message along. But when I heard Lil Dicky had a new song out, I was expecting it to hit fucking hard, turn the music up my car and everything.
Because
I was extremely disappointed that
when you hear Save That Money come in, you're like, oh,
yeah, let's go. Exactly. I was disappointed.
Yeah, it was like a pop song. It was just like super mainstream, like put it into the formula.
It almost makes you feel like Lil Dicky's selling out.
No.
I felt like Lil Dicky's selling out in that fucking one.
I could see that.
I get the collaboration and everything. It's not Lil Dicky. He rapped once in the song. The rest was some bullshit pop chorus.
Yeah, all poppy. Which isn't a bad thing, but it wasn't what we'd expect from the Lil D.
Yeah. Anyways. On
that note, Kyle, what's new? How have you been?
I've been good. I have officially less than a month as of yesterday until I move.
Wow. And your apartment's all picked out?
I signed my lease yesterday electronically and everything. I got it all. Sixth floor, which is the top level.
How are you going to move all your stuff up there?
There's an elevator. And I'm also going without stuff. So, sixth floor balcony.
So you mean my suitcase?
Yeah, exactly. But
so you're gonna sleep on the floor? Are you gonna buy something when you get there?
I'm driving down with my dad, and we're gonna take one of those queen blow up air mattresses.
Okay.
So I'll probably sleep on either a cot or the floor, and then he'll sleep on the air mattress and either leave it for when I have guests over or take it back with him when he flies. But because he's flying back.
Would you ever consider buying a used mattress?
I have one now. That mattress that I have now is not only used, but I bought it used like 6 years ago when I lived in Long Beach.
Well, so you don't know who used it?
Well, I know the person I bought it from. I don't know him personally, but I bought it off Craigslist.
I can't do that, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. I can't buy a mattress off of someone I don't know and sleep in it for 6 years, dude.
Yep.
I can't do that.
Look at me go. Look at me now.
What if you caught something? Well, you didn't, but...
Yeah, I was worried about the whole like bed bugs kind of thing at the start, but when I went over and met the guy, you know, I felt him out a little bit. He said it was just used. I mean, it was probably a lie. Same thing that people say like when they sell cars, but he's like, "Oh, it was only used in the guest room and not that many people slept on it. It's just time to get, you know, a different one." And I was just like, "Yeah, whatever."
But I'll take it.
Yeah. But no. I put extra padding. Like I got one of those mattress
fucking thick mattress pad things
goes on top and stuff, so. And I have a mattress cover.
That's actually smart then. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's cool.
I'll end up getting because I have my stuff on U-Ship right now that people could bid on. So I have two couches and the bed, and I put a bid up there of $350. So if someone wants to take it as they're going that way, throw it in their truck, they could pay, or they could take it and I'll pay them $350. If they don't, oh, and I got a story behind that, by the way. If they don't, then I'm just going to sell it or leave it here and just get all new stuff when I get there. But I'm going to do that bed in a box if I don't. Because it's actually fairly cheap. You get that bed in a box on Amazon for like $200.
Yeah, like the Casper mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
we
cool
hate delivering those at UPS, by the way.
Why? Because they're giant?
They're heavy. They're awkward. They take up a lot of room in the truck. And then you make one turn and then it like messes up all the other packages.
Yeah.
A lot of headache from those. But I bet they're comfy.
I bet they're not bad.
So wait, what's U-Ship? I've never heard of that.
So U-Ship, have you ever seen that TV show, Shipping Wars?
Yes.
Okay, that is how U-Ship got famous. They created U-Ship, and then that's what they bid on. They bid on U-Ship. It's kind of like, it's similar to eBay, I guess. But what people do is they put what they want moved, when they want it moved, and where they want to move to.
And if you can fulfill that agreement, then you get paid?
Well, no, what happens is all these guys that privately own their own trucks and stuff that move shit, they'll go on and they'll bid on it. So, like, a dude will go on there who'll be like, oh, I'll move that for $1,000. And then somebody else that wants that load, they'll be like, well, fuck, I'll move it for $950.
Oh, wow.
So it creates competition. So the person that's shipping it gets the cheapest price to ship, and then these guys are getting paid. So, for instance, let's say a dude's taking something, like taking a load already from California to, fuck, I don't know, North Carolina, all the way across the country. He sees my thing on U-Ship and goes, okay, well, I have a little bit extra room in my truck. I could throw those couches in there and that bed and just make that extra $350, drop it off on my way.
Anyway.
Yeah, drop it off on my way.
That's
so it's kind of cool. Yeah, it's kind of cool. Wow. And anybody can do it. So, like, I've looked before because there's people that don't have the time or the resources to take, like, two big boxes, like moving boxes, from Paso Robles to Santa Maria.
Yeah.
So whenever I drive to Paso, I've never won anything yet, but whenever I drive like to Paso or I'm driving anywhere, I look on U-Ship before I go to see if there's anything that'll fit in my car that I could just throw in and make that extra $100.
I feel like everyone should know about that website. That's actually really good.
It's pretty cool. But I was going to tell you.
Yeah, what's that story behind it?
This guy had the nerve. So I got it up there for $350 and he messaged me and he goes, hey, I could do that for you for $1,500. So I fucking messaged him back and I'm just like, no.
You said no?
Yeah.
That's a good negotiation tactic, though.
Yeah. Straight up. I can do it for $1,500. Well, that's weird considering I put an offer price of $350, you fucking piece of shit.
You should have been like, is that a typo? Did you put an extra zero on that by mistake?
Are you offering $150? Because I told you I'd do it for $350.
Are you drinking now Italian sparkling mineral water from Kirkland?
You like that? Little hunger suppressant?
Did they import that from...
I don't know, but they started... selling these, they started selling those instead of the other mineral.
It is a product of Italy.
What's that stuff called?
Low mineral.
What's the nice one that they serve at restaurants? Perrielis. In the glass? Yes.
Perrier. Perrier.
No. It's
the nice mineral water.
It's you're on the right track, but that's not what it's called. It's called something very similar to that. Oh well. Anyways.
It's the super fancy one that all the fancy people drink.
Yeah, they quit selling that, and now they sell this bullshit. But it's cheaper.
That's right. So why do you do this?
It's a hunger suppressant, dude. Lets me go longer without eating.
You told me you ate before you came over here.
I did.
So you just ate, and then you need to suppress the hunger?
I didn't eat a lot. I didn't have as big of a meal as I normally eat. I had some sausage mixed in with some lettuce for a salad and some cucumbers.
That's what I've noticed. You and Casey are big, like, chicken sausage people.
Yeah.
That's, like, your go-to for anything.
Anyways.
I digress. So, you're moving in. You got an elevator to move stuff up to the top floor. So, I bet you got a good view, right?
Oh, it's east-facing, too, so I get the sunrise.
Are you going to get a telescope and be a perv and peep into other people's rooms?
I might. Haven't decided yet. I got to see exactly what I'm looking at yet still. But I'm not going to look into people's rooms.
Why are you going to look all suspicious when you say that, dude?
All that's important to me is that I slap a couple chairs out there, a little table, so I could enjoy some morning coffee out there.
That's right. Okay, I'm gonna transition here and get right into this. Actually, you know what?
Before you do, though, I think that it's important to mention that we're going to get fitted today.
Oh, yeah, we are getting fitted. I'm going to come clean. We're getting fitted for our tuxedos today.
I'm going to come clean. It's not fucking cheap. It's $256 for a fucking rental. Anyways.
I smashed a whole medium pizza last night.
Oh, my God.
From Domino's.
By yourself?
By myself.
Oh, my God. And with alcohol, I'm guessing.
I had some beer.
So after fiance, you get fitted, you better fucking keep it where it's at and not lose any weight.
My fiance is out of town this weekend, and I'm trying to survive here. Pizza, it's what I went to. I panicked. Actually, I didn't panic. I ordered it at like 10 o'clock last night.
Oh, my God.
I was hungry, dude. So, I don't know how fitted I'll be today, but it'll be good.
I'm actually worried. I'm going to slim down a little bit. You know how much I weighed myself this morning? Like,
you look like a bitch. I'm just gonna say, like, 160.
I weighed myself this morning in just underwear. How much do you think I weigh?
Realistically, I think you weighed 187.
194.
Wow. How much do you think I weigh right now?
$212.
I'm gonna go, what, $212?
Yeah, how much is it?
Are you serious?
You gonna go with yourself right now?
I think so. Alright, for the fitting, let me empty my pockets and take my shoes off.
You might as well pause it so I don't have to talk to him by myself forever.
No, you can do it. Keep him busy.
Alright, go. What are you doing? Oh my god.
Talk to him about your expectations for the wedding.
My expectations for the wedding. My expectations for the wedding are that I'm gonna get in trouble for something. At some point in time. I don't know. Let's say I decide to grab the microphone and say something.
Dude, you should say something.
It is open mic, right? Open mic availability after the best man speech?
Yeah. Hold on a second.
See, that's dangerous. All right, here goes JP. He's fucking stepping on the scale. And there's witnesses. Wow, I am actually shocked. 183.6.
All muscle, too.
I am fucking shocked.
Kyle, you're officially heavier than me.
If only you... Yeah, but if only you looked like you weighed that much.
Are you kidding
Jesus,
me?
Jesus, dude.
All right, so we're getting fitted. What do you, have you practiced your speech during open mic, dude?
I have not practiced, but I do have a few things jotted down that I do intend to say if I do have the availability of the microphone, which I honestly think is a bad idea, but I'm going to do it.
Are your parents going to say anything?
They're not going to say anything, though. They'll be there, though.
Okay. This cast's topic. Sense of urgency. I went to Bravo Farms it's in Kettleman City on the way back from the Valley. And, dude. So, two incidents happened. I'm waiting in line.
Is that the new buildings like behind that they built behind the gas station?
Yes.
Okay.
Bravo Farms is actually really good, by the way. I didn't expect it to be that good.
I've had a wrap from over there a long time ago.
Yeah, it was really, really good. So we're waiting in line, and someone in the front of the line is like letting people like cut in front of them. Like not just like a little bit of people, but like a lot of people. And so we're in line for like 25 minutes. Like, what the fuck? What's going on here?
Oh, people that would have been behind you?
So here's what happened. We finally get up to the front of the line, or we get closer to the front, and the lady in front of us is like, she kind of turns over her shoulder and kind of comments to us like, that lady's on a tour bus and she's letting people on her tour bus order. Like, she's saving their spot.
So those are people that would have been behind you in line.
Yeah.
Oh,
how ridiculous is that?
Did you chirp up?
No, I was next in line at that point anyway. But at first I was like, the fuck, why are we taking so long? Like we're looking because the line was kind of long.
Was it a single ethnicity tour bus?
It was a high school Disneyland trip is what I heard it was. Or like a high school Disneyland like rehearsal or performance, something like that. But yeah, I was like, dude, who does that?
That's fucked up.
That's so like that's so disrespectful to like someone else's time.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, dude. No and shit. Then okay.
Someone at the door.
Someone's here. Hold on.
Hang on, I'm gonna pause this shit. I'm gonna pause it.
There we go. All right.
Okay, so that was USPS dropping off a package. Probably a dildo for JP or something.
some discreet toy.
A little fleshlight action. Speaking
of the post office, okay, now we're going to jump into... Okay, so apparently the post office lost all of their volume from Amazon. And so we get it, naturally. And we got absolutely tattooed on Friday. Like, we had a huge surplus of...
That's good for UPS's... Bottom line as a whole, is it not?
It's good for UPS. It's good for UPS stock, which actually is if you're into the stock game, it's a good time to buy. UPS stock took a huge dip after they released the quarter one earnings.
They got Amazon on their back.
But if we're pulling more volume from Amazon, then it's not a bad play.
Did USPS fuck up or did they just...
They just can't offer time in transit like UPS can. Ooh. The network setup. UPS's network is so strong, and that's why. Okay, so
do you think USPS is going to go out of business like they've been saying for the past 5 years?
I don't think so, because they've grown. Their growth was like 10% year over year, which is the most out of any carrier, of their parcel delivery. And like 2 years ago was the first year they like recorded a profit in like the past 10 years. So they're actually turning it around, and it's due to the parcel delivery. Your dad wanted to know if we're worried about Amazon taking out UPS.
Correct. My dad's like, well, Amazon's doing one-day delivery now.
Which is fine.
Are they going to put UPS out of business? And I told him, I said, I'm pretty sure UPS delivers a lot of Amazon stuff. So
yeah, we deliver, I think the last figure I heard was 13% of our volume is Amazon, but it might be going up if the post office can't retain their Amazon. I don't think it'll happen. The barriers to, you know what? Let me play out some scenarios here. The barriers to entry to that market is really hard. UPS has the network, it has the planes, it has the inventory, it has the drivers, it has the whole structure. It's already set up. It's going to be hard for Amazon to get a network set up and offer that one day in transit, whatever.
But if anybody can do it, Amazon
is the one
to. Amazon already has those offerings, right, to open up your own small business and yeah. buy one of those like van delivery things.
Yep. So,
and you could have your own employees and shit like that.
Amazon is going to have to start utilizing other carriers, which they actually already do. They have to utilize their facilities and their network to start getting into this industry. In my opinion, I could be wrong, but I think the biggest competition for UPS isn't FedEx. It is, in fact, Amazon. And I think Amazon, due to their, like, UPS deals with a unionized workforce, which creates a whole different dynamic when it comes to dealing with employees.
And UPS can't put employees in cages like Amazon can, right?
Amazon can, yeah. No, dude, seriously, Amazon can do things to their employees that UPS can't. I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or indifferent. I think the ethical side of a workforce is for a different topic.
Sure.
I think Amazon financially can get away with a lot more than UPS can. And I think that's the biggest advantage they have. And it isn't UPS's biggest advantage is like the guarantee. Like if you order or ship through UPS, it's going to get there regardless. So I know there's bad stories about it.
But my dad would disagree, dude.
But that's everywhere.
My dad would disagree. What about his package? Remember that package from a long, 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 long time ago that he never got back?
he returned 5 Carhartt shirts, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It was 5 Carhartt shirts. They lost it. He didn't
get it. He never got refunded either.
I told him to call the 1-800 number.
He did. He's pissed about it, dude. Anyways, going back to...
Actually, he better not say anything at the open mic then at the wedding because he might bring that up.
Going back to... fuck, what were we talking about? Oh, sense of urgency.
It was that Disneyland, that tour bus in Disneyland, let all their people in line, and I was, and like everyone behind them was like, "Dude, that's not cool. That sucks."
But no one had the balls to trip up.
I think no one had. I don't think anyone really either cared or knew, because I didn't quite know until I was already up there. And the lady in front of I was 3 people back at that point. The lady in front of us was second in line, and then the person in front of her was ordering. And she goes, oh, she was letting her tour bus come in and place their orders. That's why she was letting people in front of
them. Oh, it is fucked up.
Yeah, I was like, dude.
I would have been pissed, but honestly, I probably wouldn't have said anything anyways.
Yeah, isn't that a weird thing, though? Like, you see people, like, violating social unwritten rules, yeah, and then, like, you don't call them out.
But it's almost like, to me, it's almost like, I shouldn't have to say anything. You shouldn't be that much of a fucking idiot.
Yeah, yeah,
that's true. Or at least, not an idiot, but careless. Like, for example, this is kind of the same thing, but I was in Albertsons a couple days ago, and I remember I called and told you exactly what happened because I was venting about it. That dude was in front of me, and he had seen in a coupon book something that what he was buying, I forgot what it was that he was buying, but it rang up as $1.90, and he said, whoa, 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 wait a minute, these are $1.60. And he sat there and argued with the checker. The checker's like, no, they're $1.90. They're ringing up as $1.90. He's like, no, they're $1.60. Over 30 cents. This guy, there was 4 or 5 people in line behind me, and I was right behind him, and he's fucking sitting there arguing about 30 cents. And you know what? In his defense, sure, if something's really that much, you shouldn't have to pay for it. But me personally, I wouldn't sit there, and that's not as much of a sense of urgency slow lane thing.
It's like a risk reward thing.
Yeah, but I almost, and he probably had in total $30 worth of groceries, and I almost fucking, even though I can't really afford to be doing that shit right now,
he was arguing.
Just to make him look like an idiot, I almost bought his whole fucking thing and said, you know what? I'll pay for it if he leaves.
Dude, it was ridiculous. He's arguing for 1% of his bill.
Yeah, exactly. He was arguing over 30 fucking cents.
And how much do you think that guy makes an hour?
He's probably retired.
So then it's like, dude, then he doesn't have much time left. And if you don't have much time left, I wouldn't spend it arguing over 30 cents.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's crazy.
Well, he wasn't that old, but he was probably retired.
Oh, and so, okay. But
dude, it was fucking ridiculous. I could not believe it. They had to call over a manager. We all waited while this guy, they called over a manager to come over and give the guy the 30 cents. It was absolutely ridiculous. This is Albertsons and Orchid.
Did he give him the 30 cents?
Yeah, they took 30 cents off.
So I think that's a lesson for all of our loose ends out there. Don't stop bitching till you get what you want.
Wow. Unless I'm in line behind you. Please.
So to make things worse, we get our order. Okay, whatever, whatever. I get a cup. I go to the drinking fountain. I get some ice. Or actually, I go to the cup. I get a cup. I go to the drinking fountain. And there's a guy in front of me. Okay, no big deal. Happens all the time. Dude, just get some ice nonchalantly. Okay, then he fills up his Coke, you know. And then he goes.
Oh, he drank out of it first?
And then he fills it up again.
Oh!
Like, dude.
No.
And it was at that moment I was like, what is with the sense of urgency? Like, does no one have any situational awareness to say, man, maybe I shouldn't just linger in front of this highly trafficked drinking fountain?
I think 100%. I think 100% is situational awareness. Another soda fountain story, I was in In-N-Out Burger, and I was doing the same thing, and I was just getting water. And I was sitting there waiting to get some water, right?
Yeah.
And the dude at the soda fountain, going slow as fuck,
yeah,
gets ice, fills up his cup, right? And then puts the lid on everything.
Just moseying around.
But then he goes like this. He turns, and you guys can't see me, but he turns around.
He's turning.
And looks to see like where his wife or whoever the fuck he's with, while he's standing in front of the fucking soda fountain, still blocking everything. Nobody can fucking get anything because he's sitting there looking for his wife while he's blocking the soda fountain. Get the fuck out of the way!
Like, hey, maybe you should have asked your wife what you wanted to drink before you got to the drinking fountain.
No, he wasn't even looking to get her a drink. He was looking to see where she went. But while he was looking for her, he's still blocking the fucking soda fountain.
Did you try to go around him?
No, I was just sitting there looking at him like, you are a fucking... I gave him that you are a fucking idiot look. That's what I gave him.
You didn't say anything, though. You just let it happen.
I did.
You just let it happen.
Yep. Yeah. I'm trying a new thing, dude. I'm trying to be a better person. In the sense of, even when I think people are being fucking stupid, I'm trying to stay calm and really... I really try to put myself in their shoes. Like, he was an older guy, too. And I was just like, dude, well, you know what? I've been trying to give people the benefit of the doubt.
No. Here's what bugs me, too. Okay, when you're in line for that long, and then it's your turn to order, and you don't know what you want.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a bad one, too. Yeah.
The worst one is, and I know where you're going to go with this, and I'm not going down that direction, is probably Hoagies and Pismo. They give you menus. It's a long line. You get to the final order, and then you're like... let me see what I got here.
And then on top of that, they steal $4 off your fucking credit card by leaving themselves a tip.
Twice
have I caught Hoagies stealing money from me in Pismo. Just so you guys know, check your credit card statements if you use a card to buy something there and not cash.
Yeah, true story. True story twice over.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there any other pet peeve?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Driving on the road, sense of urgencies.
I was going to say driving through drive-through sense of urgencies. The drive-thru is supposed to be like faster, get in, get out. But then there's always the people that get their bag, check their order without moving, and then like, you know what I mean?
It's like, yeah, pull the fuck up and check your order.
Yeah, like, oh my goodness. Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say though about
drive-thru? I was just going to say, whether it's morning, evening, afternoon, whatever, especially on the way, and I think there's a bigger problem here, but especially like on the way to work and coming back from work for people, like you just look over at him and you know.
Well, what do you mean? Wait.
I'm not talking about me.
I was like, how would you know?
If I'm on the road at that same time.
Conveniently.
And these people, they're just zoned out, you know, doing... Let's say the guy in the slow lane's a two-lane freeway. The guy in the slow lane's doing 60. The guy next to him in the fast lane's also doing 60. And they're both just zoned out. Like, you can tell, like, my life's depressing. Yeah. This is an everyday thing for me. I just zone out and drive to and from work.
Their little victories are to, like... crab mentality, everyone behind them down with them. Like, I'm going to drive really slow on this lane.
No, I'm not even saying they do it on purpose. I'm just saying they have no sense of urgency. And they're just like, my life sucks so much that I'm doing the same thing over and over and over again. And I'm literally just zoned out on the freeway. No situational awareness and no sense of urgency. I'm just living it like a sheep. Just fucking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And they hold up other drivers that might want to drive a little bit faster on the road because they have no situational awareness. They
might want to drive a little bit faster. Yeah.
Let's say I wanted to do 75 in the fast lane. I don't think that's unreasonable. And the guy in front of me is doing 60 right next to the other car that's doing 60.
Yeah, that's a bad deal.
Fuck.
Or the semi-truck driver in the left lane. Like, you need to get over, dude. Or
the semi-truck driver that passes the other semi-truck driver, but instead of passing, because the one in front of him is doing 60, so he decides to pass him at 63, and then there's a line of 10 fucking cars behind the dude passing, like, and then the guy looks at you like, what, I was passing the other one that was going slower. Well, yeah. Either step on it or wait for all these fucking cars to go by.
That truck driver's like, I'm on your team, guys.
Yeah, trying to be on our fucking team.
That's like the I-5 nightmare, dude.
Oh, my God.
They're not I-5, though, dude. Have you driven on that lately?
No.
You zoom, dude. You got like 80.
Last time you drove my car, you drove on it probably, right?
No, I didn't take the 5.
No.
Yeah, no. Yeah, dude. What else? Okay, driving with no sense of urgency. Ooh, side note. I went through a DUI checkpoint yesterday.
Oh, over by a grocery outlet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Didn't get, you know.
You didn't get stopped?
Well, I knew one of the officers. Dude, okay. I was like, shit, I've never been through a DUI checkpoint before. So I went through my
glove. You usually only stop every 3 cars.
Oh, I didn't know that. So I go through my glove box to get my registration. And I look up and there's no line of cars in front of me. They had all passed through already. And I was like, fuck. And
they go, I'm drunk right now.
Yeah, exactly. They go, pull forward. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I'm coming forward. And then but it wasn't Nick Sanchez. There was another cop of mine or buddy of mine. It was Panado. And I was like, oh, what's up, dude? And he goes, we're on your phone. What are you doing? Get out of here, dude. I was like, later, I've never been through one of these. And I was like, skrr. And
then that's fucking funny.
Brrr, and I went.
I've probably been through 3 or 4, and I've only been stopped once. Because usually, especially when there's lots of cars, they only stop every 3 because they need to keep traffic moving.
Do you think it's white privilege is why they don't stop you?
No. 100% no. Don't you fucking ever throw that up. No. You know why?
Why?
Do you know why it's no?
No.
There's no such thing as white privilege. Not anymore anyways. Maybe in the fucking 60s, 70s, 80s, maybe the early 90s. But after that, there's no such thing.
Okay, so I saw on the news yesterday. It wasn't yesterday. It was 2 days ago. There's a shortage of farm workers. We need farm labor.
Okay.
So, well, I guess what I was really trying to go with that was...
Are you getting ready to go the immigration route?
Well, okay, so I know we're totally freaking going to steer this conversation now.
There's a solution to that. You know, before you get started, let me throw something on you, and if that covers what you're going to say,
okay, go ahead.
Let me throw something.
Okay, go ahead.
People say we need more immigrants because of the farming problem and the labor problem for farming, right? Guess what? If we didn't have them, guess what would happen? Farming companies would be forced to raise their raise the rates that they pay people. In which a lot of people would start doing that job. If they paid, if they didn't have enough, whether they're legal or illegal immigrants, whatever, if they didn't have enough, they'd have to start paying field workers $40 an hour. I know a lot of people that would go work in the fields for $40 an hour because that would be the fair wage if that happened.
What would that do to food prices?
They would go up. Probably. Maybe. They wouldn't go up too far to the point where people would stop buying them because then it wouldn't make sense, right?
Well, I think the wage has to reflect the cost of the back end.
But if they're paying higher wages, people can afford to pay more for food.
If the ag farmer is paying more for wages, their product pricing goes up, then the person not working in the fields, like someone working like a minimum wage job, might not be able to afford a banana.
Or right. Then they wouldn't be working for that company anymore. That company would be forced to raise their wages. Yeah.
I think...
I said it.
Yes.
Competition would skyrocket.
So I guess...
And people would ultimately... Ooh. It would work itself out and people would ultimately get the best price.
So you're a big laissez-faire economist where there's no minimum wage. Minimal...
Oh, capitalism.
Minimal government intervention. It's called capitalism. So there's minimum wage, though. And minimum wage isn't capitalistic.
Sure.
So you're saying
no? I don't agree with minimum wage.
You think there shouldn't be any?
No.
Wow. I mean, because I can see it.
Because it's if so the wages radical. Weren't enough, people
I can
wouldn't
see
do
it.
The job.
I can see it. It's so radical to visualize that in our society right now. Like, January 1st, no more minimum wage. Like... Wow, that'd be a huge shock to, like, every industry. They'd be right. Like, let's reprice our models.
And then there's people on the other end of the spectrum that say, no, we need at least $15 minimum wage. Guess what happens? Those people lose their jobs anyways because they start automating all their systems because
they can't keep
a computer could do the same job as that McDonald's worker.
Yeah.
And now that person doesn't have a job at all because they were the argued themselves out of their own jobs.
So let's double back
then
to
they're on government and then they're on government assistance.
Let's double back to the farm thing. And I was just going there because there's always the whole like, oh, these immigrants are taking our jobs and da 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 da. And I guess I was going to just kind of poke and prod and say, ha, 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 well, really, there's a shortage of labor.
Right, but if they paid a fair wage, there wouldn't be.
They make good money, dude.
Yeah, they make okay money. They make about...
Well, they hustle, dude.
Now that they go off of volume, yeah, they make about $25 an hour.
That's a commission-based income right there.
It is.
They're already halfway.
And that's how most jobs should be. It should be based on the amount of work that you do.
It should be, yeah. But then there's
It's more fair to the employer, and it's more fair to the employee.
But then there's this whole work measurement deal, and how do you measure certain jobs?
You can't measure.
But yeah. Anyways, back to the whole sense of urgency thing.
Those guys have a sense of urgency when they're running those strawberries back and forth to the truck. Dude.
You know who else has huge sense of urgency?
Who's that?
Servers, in restaurants.
Well, some servers, not all of them.
Were you one of those?
Good servers.
Good servers.
Yeah, I was.
Well, I guess there's good farm workers too then.
Yeah.
What job do you think has the most sense of urgency?
Ooh, that's tough. I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
I would say someone that works at Wall Street.
A fluffer?
A fluffer.
If you think about it, a fluffer does have a sense of urgency. I heard, though, not to go off topic too far, but I heard fluffers don't exist anymore.
What?
They don't need them to.
Why? Because
now dudes just stand around and jack off. And a lot of times they do...
How do you know this?
Because I read a whole article on it.
How did you come across that article?
I was talking to somebody else about some fluffers, and I looked up to see how much fluffers made it, and I came across this article that said, really, fluffers don't exist much anymore because a lot of the...
Because they didn't have a minimum wage.
No.
I'm kidding.
No. I think they were commission-based, dude. Anyways.
They probably did.
Because they now... Dude, it was some crazy high percentage. Like 85 to 95% of ejaculations that you see in porn are fake. They're not real.
How do they fake them?
I don't know. The article did not say that, but it was a crazy high percentage that says they're not real.
Wow. That is the greatest lie of our generation,
Not in the sense of you see the dude like nutting. Like when you see it in porn, like most of the time they are actually nutting, but what I'm saying is like they'll have sex and like say the dude gets soft, they cut filming for like 2 or 3 hours. And then he gets hard, he masturbates to the point where he's about to nut again, then they go back to filming in the same position they were in, so it looks like they were banging the whole time, and then all of a sudden he's nutting.
Wow.
Mind blown, right?
It almost
ruins porn.
That is the greatest lie of our generation, and it's not the Trump-Russia.
It's not even a legitimate lie, because there's articles that say they're doing it. Nobody cares, though. They're just watching.
That's Hollywood for you, though, for real, dude.
Yeah. Shame on you, Vivid.
Vivid. Have you applied there?
No.
Okay. Well,
you don't have to anymore. I also, sticking to the same article, I also read
pretty informative article.
No, there's this book. There's this like 50 something year old guy, and he looks like he's 70, but he's 50, and he has his own porn thing on Pornhub.
Is that how like you look 50 but you're really 29?
No. Well, Pornhub's similar to. Pornhub's similar to like YouTube, like you're paid off of the amount of views your video gets, right?
Okay.
So anyone can basically start their own porn business. They just start blasting their videos onto Pornhub.
Okay.
And if they pick up views or develop a following, those people are getting paid well. So sure. There's this old guy, he lost his job, and instead of getting another job, he's like, I'm going to film myself having sex with hot girls because I know there's creeps out there that will watch it. Right?
Yeah.
So now there's this dude, he looks really old, and all he does is have sex with like 18, 19-year-old girls. He films it and puts it on, and he doesn't make a lot, but he makes an average of $3,500 a month just having sex with young girls. The article is all about him and how he started his own business he put it in an ad. He didn't
even... Was this in Forbes or like Entrepreneur?
No, no, no. It was... I saw the article off of Pornhub.
Oh, anyways.
Anyways. So... And he posted, what he did to start, all he did was post an ad about his plan, right? And told girls, because he pays the girls that he has sex with now.
Yeah.
They're not hookers, they're sex workers. Anyways, or not sex workers, but porn stars. Anyways, industry, that's what makes it legal. Industry workers. Yeah, that's what makes it legal, to pay somebody to have sex with you. Anyways, he wasn't even paying the girls at the start. He was literally saying, hey, once I get a certain amount of views, I get paid this much, and then I can pay you. So he was basically promising them money, percentage sales of how many views he got. And he was getting a good amount of views. So this guy, this old guy regularly has sex with 18, 19-year-old girls, puts it on Pornhub, and gets paid for it.
Imagine the first girl to say, you know what, I like your business model. I think we got something here. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
But now he makes enough money to where he knows, he has an idea of how many views he'll get per video. Oh my God. And he pays the girls ahead of time. So now he'll be like, hey, I'll give you 1,000. I'll give you 500. If we do this, I'll give you 1,500. Pues.
Wow.
Not to get too far off topic, but
yeah,
I had to get that out there. It made me think about it.
Do you think there's a time to have sense of urgency and a time to not?
Yes.
Okay, here's an example.
If you're chilling in your house on a fucking weekend, not going anywhere, and it doesn't affect anyone else, sense of urgency is completely up to you. But I think sense of urgency is important when it affects other people's ability to get places in the urgency that they want to get there.
So more of a selfless. You need to be selfless. Okay, so we're going to Italy for a honeymoon. We have a general idea of what we want to do, but when we're there, we're really just going to be soaking it all in.
Yeah, and that's fine.
We're not going to have a sense of urgency.
You shouldn't. But what I'm saying is, like, if you're sitting there affecting other people's ability to move around.
Yeah, then
that's a bigger deal.
Have some decency. Do you have any other big urgency moments that you're like, dude, what are we doing here, dude? I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Just the military in general, because the military is a big, they have a big hurry up and wait model.
That's the American motto.
They'll be like, have some urgency. You need to get there now. You better run over there. And then you stand there for 2 hours while they figure out what they're doing. Because, not to go too far into that, but a lot of leadership in the military isn't in leadership positions because they are fit to lead. They're in leadership positions because they have been in the longest, which is absolutely fucking ridiculous. And I think we've talked about that in the very first podcast we ever did. But
it's not merit? Dude,
that's an hour-long podcast that we got to fucking get into another time. But
it's not merit-based in the military?
No. Fuck no. You can move up faster merit-based. But no, dude, a lot of people in leadership positions have just been there a long fucking time.
Ah, that's brutal.
And that's why I think the leadership in the military in general is going to get worse and worse and worse and worse, because people that would make good leaders, they get in there like, this is fucking bullshit, dude. I don't want Mr. I've never I'm not ragging on anyone that's never, this is just a specific example that I had a pet peeve on for a specific guy, but I'm not ragging on anyone that's never been to college or anything.
So what you're trying to say is this is a highly isolated case.
Yes. There's dudes in the military that have never even graduated high school, that have their GED, that went and got their GED, and now they're in a very high leadership position, and they're telling people with bachelor degrees.
50 on the ASVAB, am I right?
Yeah. They're telling people with bachelor degrees what they're going to do and the best way to do things. And it's like, dude, who the fuck you think you're talking to right now?
Ay, ay, ay.
Anyways.
That is now.
I'm going to get too heated if we start talking about it, dude.
Yeah, you're already sweating. Well, I already see you pitted. I'm fucking
fidgeting around and shit.
That'll probably be our next topic, I think, is leadership.
Dude, if we have a leadership topic, we could probably do an hour and a half podcast. That would be ridiculous. We could do an hour and a half podcast of me fucking venting about it.
Wow. Well, let's not get there, because I think our viewers are probably at work by now.
Yeah.
Or their lunch break's almost over.
Yeah, because we're almost going on 39 minutes.
So, loose ends, thank you for your ear. Let me just kind of recap here for a moment. Kyle has an elevator to move his stuff up to the 6th floor, where he's then going to get a telescope and peep in on other rooms.
It's a big balcony. Don't lie about it, dude. It's a big balcony.
I weigh 183 pounds.
0.6. Don't be fucking snaking.
So I guess
we can
round it up to 184. What else we got? We got the sense of urgency. But before we got into the sense of urgency, we kind of talked about the open mic at the wedding.
Mm-hmm. And getting fitted.
And just have some situational awareness. If what you're doing is like affecting everyone around or behind you, you probably are doing it wrong. That's just my 2 cents. And then we also talked about how Kyle really bitched out about not confronting someone who took a long time at the soda fountain
while he was looking for his wife. That's true.
We also kind of tapped on the farm labor. That was kind of a bird walk. But yeah, it was a shortage of farm labor. So they're hiring. for those of you who want to get out there. Maybe brush up on some Spanish. Not a bad idea for me if I'm trying to get sharp. I'm just saying.
Sharp.
Kyle, you have the last word.
All right. I would say that there's nothing wrong with people wanting to live their own lives and the way they want to live it, for the most part.
Living my best life.
For the most part. But when the things you do start affecting other people's ability to live their lives, like just the specific example, being able to get somewhere that they want to get or move around, you should probably fucking check yourself. That's all I got to say.
All right, loose ends. That is all we got for this edition or this episode's podcast. Please subscribe, share us, talk to us through any of our social media platforms. You guys have a good day.
Later.